I would pay so much money right now to be on the wrong end of that. Yep. I just want to lose. I don't even care if I lose.
Talk!
And I'm good at losing at cards. I'm one of the best in the state. I just want to lose. I just want to feel the rush.
Yeah.
I wish I had strong sports takes so I could gamble on them. I don't know.
You think I have a strong sports take? I just needed to gamble.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things power trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I am Dave.
And Dave, refresh my memory. You do not have kids, correct?
I do not.
You do not. I'm going to put the odds at about 25-1 that you saw the new Scooby-Doo movie, Scoob.
Again, I did not.
I'm not surprising. It just came out over the weekend, and... you know, unless you're Kevin Gorg, you're probably only going to see this movie with children. So I happen to have a kid and a kid who loves Scooby-Doo. So I watched the movie over the weekend. And, you know, the guys often talk about how, you know, life is show prep, right? And I think for a lot of us in Power Trip Nation, it's kind of the same way where we can't always turn our little Power Trip brains off when encountered with other situations in normal day-to-day life. I have a clip I'd like to play for you, Dave, that immediately brought the Power Trip to mind.
Oh, boy.
My friends call me Dick.
Okay. Rick?
No, I'm not a Rick. I'm a Dick with a D.
Rick with a D.
Da-da-da. Dick.
Well, Rick.
Dick! Dick! Dick!
Holy shit. That's a lot of dick, Chuck.
That is a lot of dick. And I was thinking we could even combine the sort of moment right before the end there with another button bar.
Da-da-da, dick.
Did I stutter?
Genius.
I think that works together, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Maybe even throw in the Johnsons.
Johnsons. We could just string a whole bunch of button bars together, so... who knows? Maybe hockey will get wind of that, and Dick or Dick will end up on the button bar someday, because it seems right up the alley, right?
Why not?
All right. Well, we've got a lot of things to cover this week, because we had the Ryan Carter interview last week, so lots to get caught up on this week. We are going to have a bets update, our quotes of the week, and then in your thoughts, we're going to do rampant speculation about the absence of Mark Parrish. We're going to do the tweets of the month for April. We're going to go down memory lane with Meat Sauce Robot. We've got quotes notes and an answer to our trivia question. But we'll start, as always, with a shout out to a couple of our Patreon sponsors. First up is High Roller Dan Kramer. Thanks so much for your support, Dan. We really appreciate it. And another high roller, Power Trip Button Bar, is also made the list this week.
I know him.
I know him as well. And I think he's probably very intently downloading the Scooby-Doo movie as we speak to try and pull some button bar clips from that. So.
Yes. Yeah, it's just like Corey's keyboard bit whenever they talk about, Dick or, male strippers or anything like that.
Absolutely. So thank you guys so much for your support. And a reminder to our Patreon users, we are doing Initials Happy Hour 3 this Saturday, May 23rd at 4 o'clock. Happy Hour is at 4 o'clock. The Initials game is at 5. And much like Corey Cove, because I love to steal good ideas, we are doing an Initials jackpot as well. So everyone that is in the happy hour will have a chance to guess at what the initials are. And if anybody gets it right, I've got a very special prize for you. It's not $1,500, but I think you'll be very happy with the prize if anybody gets that right. So thanks to all our Patreon supporters, patreon.com/betsandquotes if you want to find out how to join us over there. Well, let's get started with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask I Power bet. Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. We actually did have a bet this week, so that's always good news. So these mock drafts that are coming out for the 2021 draft are interesting, and they're spurring some betting, so definitely a good thing. One came out this week that showed Tanner Morgan going 23rd overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So talk about very, very, very premature speculation there. But it was enough to have Corey pose the question of, who do you think will go higher, Rashad Bateman or Tanner Morgan? The chalk would seem to be on Rashad Bateman since he was projected 8th in the one mock draft of Mel Kiper Jr. But Hockey was willing to put $50 on the line and take Tanner Morgan. So, and this is irrespective of what year they're drafted in. It's just whichever one is drafted higher when, in fact, they are one and both of them are drafted. So Tanner Morgan versus Rashad Bateman. You know, the chalk is Rashad Bateman, but Tanner Morgan's definitely set up. You know, you usually get 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the first round. If he can get himself into that upper tier, there's definitely a chance of being a first rounder.
As Corey always says, it's not zero. But, you know, as they say in the South, you know, bless Hockey's heart for for taking this bet, whether he knows or not that, you know, Rashad Bateman obviously has a better chance and it would be for sure at least like a minus 150 favorite here. Bless his heart for supporting Power Trip Bets and keeping you busy. And, you know, because life is better with money on the line.
It definitely is. And you can tell he's jonesing for the casinos. So he's got to have some action going. So that was the only bet we had this week. It's time for some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip quotes.
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 All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week, and we will start at number 3 with the now well-rested Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
Boy or Boyd?
Either.
Boyd.
No, yeah. Is that his real name?
Yeah. That sauce Boyd came Hooper. Back deaf.
What?
Great old man joke.
That's our demo.
Yeah, those 70-year-olds. It's funny.
Well, I appreciate it. Hockey's lover 70.
So that is by far one of my favorite dad jokes of all time. So, yeah, I feel like he played that off really well. I loved it.
He did good. Yes. The old what?
Genius. All right. We will move to number 2. And it is our good pal, Christopher Allen Hockey.
How is my wife like baseball?
I don't know. Go for it.
Looks like they're going to outlaw spitting and hugs.
I love when Hockey tells a joke and cracks himself up.
Yeah. You know it's good when Hawk makes himself laugh.
Right. Just off there giggling.
Oh, I love it. All right. And the number 1 quote of the week. Again, this is a week where all 3 main guys on the show were represented, as Mr. Corey Cove gets the quote of the week.
Tell you what, buddy boy. You want to go see Trolls World Tour? I'll go to the drive-in with you. Just you and me. Front seat. Just hanging out. Corey Cove be damned. 2 straight gentlemen can go to the drive-in together and watch a cartoon. I don't care.
I'm in. And I got one question for you guys. Yesterday was a pretty monumental day for...
Where are you going to find the other straight guy?
The Trolls thing is making me nervous, so I'm going to change the subject. And you guys, I...
There's so much to analyze about that. First off, right after Hockey says, the two straight guys going to a movie together, he starts laughing because he know Corey is just, sitting on a quote there, ready to rip that one off. And then Gorg at the end, he's like, I'm just going to change the subject so we don't have to talk about what you just said. Just avoiding the conference. Oh, that was so good.
Poor Gorg. He comes on to give his little perspective and he just gets destroyed. So
he's a goalie. He's used to getting taking shots.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. We're going to do rampant speculation, tweets of the month, down memory lane, and quotes, notes, and some trivia answers. So first up, Dave, as semi-historians of the power trip, from time to time, things will occur off the mic, and we'll get questions on them. The Mark Parrish absence was no exception. While he was out, lots of people were concerned and, wondering when and if he was coming back to the show and everything. And, Hockey brought up a couple of times and said, everything's fine. He's great and everything. But people still seem to have this curious vein to them. And so I thought, as semi-historians of the power trip, that it's our responsibility to the listeners to provide some insight on exactly what we think was going on with Mark Parrish during the time that he was away from the power trip. But thankfully he's back now, and the Friday Initials games are back to their usual look and feel. So, Dave, why don't you, we've each got a couple of theories here to throw out for rampant speculation. Why don't you go first with your first thought on where Mark Parrish was during his absence?
Well, Chuck, I'm going to go with the odds on favor here in Vegas. Mark Parrish was just simply asleep.
He was
asleep for nearly 2 months straight, hibernating like a bear, like a beautiful hairy bear. Mark Parrish was simply just sleeping.
And I don't know the exact hibernation schedule of bears, but I do know that it occurs, kind of during the winter time and stuff like that. So it definitely kind of lines up with the time period of his absence, kind of that winter to early spring kind of time frame. So, I think you got something there. Well, and it's going to make my rampant speculation probably look a little bit silly, but I've done the research because, I know you like to do quotes investigates from time to time, and Betts did some investigating on this one, and I have a pretty good idea that this is what may have happened. So, KFAN is obviously owned by its parent company, iHeartMedia, and like every other company over the last several months, their stock price has taken quite a beating. In fact, Parrish's last show that he was on, just a month before that, the price of iHeartMedia stock was double what it was by the time Mark was not a regular on the show and missed his first regular appearance. And a lot of times when that happens, when stock prices decline, you get people, wealthy investors that kind of swoop in, buy low, and take control of the company. There are different terms for them. Corporate raiders is one term for them. I believe that what happened is that the price of iHeartMedia stock got favorable enough that Jacques Lemaire swooped in, bought controlling interest in iHeartMedia, and benched Mark Parrish.
Wow. Wow. That is, right? That has to be it.
The share price and the timeline of Parrish's absence 100% line up. I don't know exactly what Lemaire is worth, but you got to figure he saw the opportunity and swooped in.
Wow. I mean, buying low, Jock's always been a brilliant mind, with the NutriZone trap. Little do we know that he is an investor and he's buying low here. So, wow, savvy play if that was the play from Jacques Lemaire.
I think that might be it. Well, do you have maybe another theory of potentially where Parrish may have been?
All right. Well, my last one here is that, you know, Mark played for so many NHL teams over his NHL career, you know, 13, 14, as common man would say, that he's just done too much traveling in too many high populated areas, that he was the first one that was sentenced to quarantine. Being on Long Island and Florida, all the, you know, LA, Dallas, all these big markets, he's just too much of a risk, and you know, he's too beautiful, and he would be too, you know, he'd be a huge loss to the world. So, yeah.
He's definitely been exposed to just about everything, I would have to say, between being in all those cities and being in all those different hockey locker rooms.
Right.
There's probably nothing that Parrish's body hasn't been exposed to. So
a lot of sweaty bags.
It's probably a pretty good theory that maybe even the government was paying him to, you know, self quarantine as kind of an experiment, you know, doing some research on how much can one person be exposed to and still handle quarantine. So
and maybe to test the strength of Northern Vodka to see if the vodka could burn off the virus.
Absolutely. Definitely could do that. Well, the last one I have, and again, you know, it's one of those where you do the research and you build the timeline. Right around the time that, you know, Parrish wasn't on the show was almost the exact same time that it became apparent that the hockey season was going to get suspended, right? And we've been suspended since. Don't know when or if we're going to get back to hockey. My theory, and I have to believe that that this is, I have more confidence in this one than I do the Jacques Lemaire one, is that Mark Parrish has been vigorously working out, vigorously training, and vigorously skating, and Mark Parrish will be making his triumphant return to the NHL when it resumes in late June, and will lead a team to the Stanley Cup.
Wow. That, I mean, every team needs a garbage man, and Mark Parrish has made more money off being a garbage man than garbage men have made off being a garbage man. So that's definitely a logical explanation.
I mean, the only question is what team, right? So we'll see.
Right.
I don't think there's any ill will with the Wild. You know, he'd probably like to stay close to home, so the Wild are definitely a possibility. But, you know, it sounds like the playoff field's going to be about 24 teams, and that's roughly the number that Parrish played for in his NHL career. So any one of those teams could be, you know, a suitable candidate for Parrish to triumphantly return to the NHL.
Wow. I feel like you did it a lot better investigating here, Chuck.
Well, you dig down, you do the numbers, you figure it out. So those guys, those are absolutely our best thoughts on Mark Parrish's absence. Just, again, glad he's back. Good to have Perry back.
Yes.
All right. Well, shifting gears a little bit, we're going to talk about our tweets of the month. And these aren't our tweets. These are the tweets that we most enjoyed from the month of April.
Wait, Chuck, I have an on-the-fly open that I just came up with.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's do some tap dancing. Do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Talk amongst yourselves. Rhode Island. It's neither a road
nor
an island.
Yeah, neither a road nor an island. Chuck, you probably won't get this. You might. It's the tweets of the month. It's the tweets of the month. On the Bets and Quotes podcast. Cast.
All right, you singing once an episode is more than enough.
We'll pretend that didn't happen.
All right, well, just for that, I'm going to go first. I was going to defer to you, but I'm going to go first. Yeah. So these are just tweets that we liked from the month of April. These can be funny, they can be sentimental, they can be serious, whole different combination, just things that we happen to see that we like. So my first one, and this is more in the serious realm, but it makes a good comment as well, is from our good friend Mr. Z. And Mr. Z on April 27th tweeted, "I find the best, non-biased, and most useful scientific information regarding the coronavirus is the comment section on Twitter."
Very good.
Very well stated.
Very good.
It's always fun to see a COVID thread or any political thread going back and forth. And every once in a while, like, you know, hockey will do something, it'll tweet something somewhat political. And it's like, yep, get out the popcorn, because here's a whole bunch of people that think their opinion's correct that are going to scream their opinion, and they're not going to change anybody else's mind. So it's just a whole lot of theater for nothing accomplished. So very well stated, Mr. Z.
All right. Well, my first one is from former NFL quarterback Dan Orlovsky. That's kind of following a very popular tweet that's been going on now with the quarantine COVID crap or whatever. It says on one side, my plans, and then it's a bunch of spaces, and then 2020, basically saying what the plans were for 2020 and what actually happened. And the picture on the left for my plans was him fist pumping and celebrating after a touchdown. And on the right, under 2020, is when Jared Allen sacked him out of the end zone without touching him when he played for the Detroit Lions, which was funny because I was actually at that game.
Now, you do realize this is a podcast and people can't see the tweet as we're talking right now, right?
I know, but it's funny.
It's funny. All right. lots of visuals there, but I did see that tweet.
So, you're not going to like my list here, but
I did see that tweet though. I did think that was pretty cool. I like the self-deprecating angle. So, all right. Well, next up, and this one's a little bit on the sentimental side as well, but this is from our man Paul Lambert at MeatSauce1, who simply tweeted, "Dear Las Vegas, I just miss you." And isn't that the truth? It's like, I read that and it's like, yeah, just totally miss Vegas. And nice and very simply put.
Yes. Oh, man. That's really all I can think about is dreaming of when that's going to be rescheduled for. So, yeah, I miss Vegas.
Absolutely.
My next one is from Mr. Zach Helverson at Zach Helverson on Twitter. This is from April 16th, and it says, "What I mean when I say I would do anything to have sports back, and the picture is the guy from the Firefest documentary." If the people who have seen it, it'll be funny for, but if you haven't seen it, probably doesn't mean anything. But that's the guy who said that who admitted that he was going to do some sexual favors to some guys to get some water in for the camp. Again, realizing that these are funny if this was a TV show or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it'd be a whole lot funnier too if I had seen the Firefest documentary, which I have not.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm hearing all 15 people out there who listen to this and watch that documentary laughing. So
definitely narrow casting, but yeah, you got it. All right. Next up, I'm going with our buddy Smitty Oom at Oom Smitty on Twitter. A little bit self-serving, but I love the tweet. He said, "Texting with a friend and, quote, I bet you'll enjoy it, got auto-corrected to, I bets in quotes, you'll enjoy it."
Uh-huh. So, oh, bitch.
Oh, bitch. So apparently we're good enough on his phone to get auto-corrected to. So that's, hey, minor notch in the belt there, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, my next one is from Conor McGregor, not, Conor McGregor's grandma, who we hear on the show every once in a while. But I've been getting into the UFC a little more recently. And after the UFC 249, he said, "See you in July, USA." So that means Conor is going to be planning on fighting in the USA in July, and it's going to be sweet. So I was very excited about that.
I did see a note today, too, from one of the Vegas people I followed that said that a lot of their Vegas is definitely planning for a lot of fights and a fight schedule starting up. So really good to see that. So
very absolutely.
Encouraging. All right. Well, my next one, this one's way off the board, but I'm a big fan of the group REM. And Mike Mills, who was a longtime member of REM, simply tweeted on April 6th, 40 years ago yesterday, we started making the noise that became our lives and our life's work. thanks and love to Bill, Peter, Michael, and Bertus. So I thought that was pretty cool. Just kind of like the 40-year anniversary of the start of REM. So, I'm definitely an REM guy.
Yeah, I love REM.
REM. And REM sleep, too. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, sleepnumber.com. Next one I have is from Carlene Curlardi. I don't know her last name. I just saw it and screenshotted it. Her tweet was, Pornhub gives young people an unrealistic and unhealthy idea of how quickly a plumber will come to your house. I just thought that was very simple and genius.
Genius. I like that. All right, well, last one for me is from Brian Johnson, who is an awesome follow, not just for fantasy football, but he's a pretty funny guy, too, at BTXJ. Night of the draft, following the first round of the NFL draft this year, when the Packers selected Jordan Love, Brian Johnson tweeted, Aaron's family might even hug him after that one.
Brilliant. That's tweet. Awesome.
Brilliant tweet.
Yeah, I love BTXJ.
He's awesome.
All right. Well, the last one I have is from Carly Zucker, and this was on draft night. She tweeted out, I decided I should probably bring my sports ball knowledge and live tweet the draft. Jefferson is a football player, brings so much to the table. Going to be great to see how he adjusts to our system. I just love that from every, you know, especially like live events like that, where like the NFL draft and everything, and everybody's, you know, giving out these hot sports takes. For Carly, you could be like, all right, I'm weighing in here with my sports ball, and I'll, you know, basically making fun of. I just loved it.
It's kind of like hockey on hockey.
Exactly.
All right. Well, there are your tweets of the month for the month of April.
Down memory lane we go.
All right. Well, I don't know how long, you know, I've never done a big survey on our listenership, but I know a lot of our listeners are longtime listeners. So most of you probably remember Meat Sauce Robot, but for those of you that were never around and have never heard Meat Sauce Robot, you're in for a treat. Meat Sauce Robot started way back in the day. This was still Superstar era when Meat Sauce Robot was around. And the idea was, because back then Sauce was only on a few days a week, and the idea was, well, on the days where he's not there, you know, could we just have a robot basically replace Meat Sauce? Because he has the same three or four catchphrases. He kind of says the same things. Perhaps a robot could simply replace Meat Sauce. And that was kind of the genesis of Meat Sauce Robot. And I think we're going to make this a somewhat recurring bit, because these are nice short little bits. They're usually about a minute long. And so it might be fun to play some of these over, you know, the next several shows. We're going to start tonight with two different ones. I got one just standard clip of a Meat Sauce Robot, but I've also got something that has been erased from my memory. So I'm glad that it was rediscovered. Dave, do you remember that there was a theme song for Meat Sauce Robot?
Not off the top of my head, no.
I didn't either, and even after I heard it, it didn't ring a bell with me. So they didn't play it every week when they were doing Meat Sauce Robot. I think they just maybe played it once early on. But it's a Chris Hockey gem. So everyone just sit back and listen to Meat Sauce Roboto.
Domo arigato, Meat Sauce Roboto, Domo. Domo. Domo arigato. Meat sauce roboto, domo, domo, domo arigato. Meat sauce roboto, I like you more than the real thing. Meat sauce roboto, you don't cost a silly thing. Meat sauce roboto, you don't eat my pancakes. Meat sauce roboto, you don't fart up the studio. Meat sauce roboto, you're smarter than the real thing. Meat sauce roboto, you got normal teeth. Meat sauce roboto, you shave your face every day.
That is so freaking genius. I completely wiped that from my memory.
Genius. Holy smokes.
Oh, I love that. I was just like, oh my gosh. So perfect way to kind of kick off our series of some of these Meat Sauce Robots. We'll play the one that we have for this week. A lot of these kind of follow a theme, you know, where Chris is reading a news story and then Meat Sauce Robot just kind of drops in the things that Meat Sauce would just normally say and then kind of ends with some type of flourish. So this first one we have for you is certainly no exception.
If you didn't already get enough of the Kardashians on TV Star, there, I got great news for you. If you live in Dallas, and if you're here, I guess you probably don't, but if you're moving to Dallas, you're going to be hearing Khloe Kardashian getting her own radio show.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll bet she'll be really good at that.
Mix 102.9 in Dallas, Khloe Kardashian. The mix-up with Khloe Kardashian Odom is going to be the name of the radio show.
Too soon for Christmas cookies?
There's no way. There's no way. She can go in there for one show and maybe pull it off.
That's what she said.
It sounds like it's going to last through the NBA season while her husband Lamar Odom plays for the Dallas Mavericks. And after that,
won't be much to report on there either.
They're going to move back to LA. Lamar was traded from the Lakers before the season began, as you well know. So Khloe Kardashian trying to take your job, star.
She looks like a gremlin had sex with a dumpster.
So if you've never heard Meat Sauce Robot before, that's a perfect taste of what you'll be hearing over the next several weeks on our podcast.
That is definitely version one of Meat Sauce Robot too.
Oh yeah.
That's the deeper voiced, the more refined Meat Sauce Robot.
Oh yeah. And it was always funny when they would play, like when they would kind of compete Meat Sauce Robot versus Meat Sauce, and Meat Sauce would get kind of a little bit agitated with Meat Sauce Robot. It was such a good bit. And every once in a while, Chris will bring it up and threaten to bring back Meat Sauce Robot. So
a rivalry that will last the time, longer than our days, is Meat Sauce versus Meat Sauce Robot.
So I hope you enjoyed that. I know you'll enjoy that much more than the open for Quotes Notes.
Oh.
It's time to go back to the 90s. The decade, not the nightclub.
I think I did it again. I took a hot cut and made it a jam. Quotes, notes, baby, real sports need to come back. I'm gambling on things that are ridiculous. I've been winning all my Costa Rican soccer bets. That is not so typical of me. Oh, quotes, notes, baby, oops, I dabbled again into cartoon porn and some real estate. Oh, hockey, bets, you think these are dumb, but some rubes think they're fun. They're not that hideous.
If you have any fans left after that one, I'm setting the over-under at the number of people that like your opens after that one at 0.5.
Checkmate. Whatever, haters gonna hate. Okay, first off here, so that guy who shot an 84 with only his putter, that's so insane. And I also think that's very dependent on what golf course you play, because obviously there's a lot of courses that have like forced carries and stuff. But I think at the right golf course, I would give myself a chance, but it might be plus 250 that I could shoot 84 with a putter, but I am going to try. So I've all but ended the closest to the quotes challenge, but I will do it with a putter.
There is zero chance that you will shoot an 84 with a putter the first time you try it. I will bet you two Caniacs on that one.
Two to one Caniacs?
2-1 Caniacs, absolutely.
Okay, I'll live stream it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Because I will say, back in my day, when I was actually a decent golfer and had about a 10 to 12 handicap, I used to screw around like that too. And I've teed off multiple times with a putter. And I will tell you, even when I had like a decent swing and I knew what I was doing and everything like that. It is really hard on like a par five to just to get the distance on a long par five. Yeah. So good luck. I will be enjoying a Caniac at your expense. Keep track of your score. I'm very curious to see where you end up. I'll honestly set the over under. Given my experience with it, I would set the over under at like 99.5 on your round.
Wow.
So,
okay, yeah. Let's do another Caniac on that. So 2-1 on 84, over under 84. And then an extra Caniac on over under 99.5.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. This is the motivation I needed. Okay. All right.
I just pray you find the sand and get like a 15 on one of the holes.
Yes. Yeah. Water hazards is going to be tough. That's where I think the course selection has a big part of this, but we'll play it straight. Okay. Next up, mother-in-law-to-be listens to The Fan every once in a while, and she stumbled upon on Facebook their happy hour that they did a couple Fridays ago now.
Oh, no.
And, okay, so I wasn't very active, but I was just watching it, and it was really fun. And, you know, if that was someone's, you know, first true experience of the guys, you know – very interesting for that to be your first eyes on the show. But what I thought was really funny, because she kind of knows a little bit of what I do, and she knows that I've at least, you know, met the guys, or I follow them on Twitter and stuff. She goes, who's that guy who always talks about being horny? And I replied, you're going to have to be more specific.
It narrows it down to three of the four that we're on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Thought I had to share that. Next up, Chris nailed it the other day when he talked about all these TV shows, radio shows, all this other media that they just do nonstop COVID talk. Personally, you know, in my opinion, I listen to the Power Trip to kind of escape from like the real life and some of this other stuff. Obviously, if there's big breaking news or something going on that everybody should know, I appreciate when they bring it up. But I enjoy the Power Trip for what it is, being lighthearted, humorous, and very entertaining and not too serious. So obviously I think they have the right formula because they're crushing in the ratings if you haven't checked those lately. But yeah, I guess that's my two cents on it.
Well, they're headlining the Rube Party, so they must be doing something right.
Exactly. Yeah, they are? Mm. Oh, that was great too. Corey said on Tuesday that Taylor Lorgan, oh, I wrote this down wrong, that Tanner Morgan being picked in the number one in the first round might be a little wishful thinking. King of wishful thinking. Great point. that was my shout out to Tommy. What's the next one? Okay, the Rube Party announcement, obviously very cool. It sucks that it's virtual and not in real life. But it always reminds me of when Corey recorded these brilliant, brilliant liners to help promote and get – because they actually – in the very early days, they struggled to actually get people to go to these Rube Parties. And, you know, the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've just been, you know, packed. But they used to actually struggle to get people to come. So Corey recorded these liners as Chad the Hurricane Tanner. And they're just hilarious. I had them bookmarked somewhere. I got to find them again and bring them up. But probably one of my favorite bits that Corey's ever recorded.
Yeah, definitely good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Next up, I've updated a running list of the different names that Chris Hockey has given or called the female breasts. And we had two new names on Wednesday, and I just wanted to bring them up. So the two new ones were Tata Skins and Hussies. Of course, the other ones on the list are Feeding Tubes, Tatas, Breasticles, Jugs, Sugar Barrels, Big Naturals, Tots, and Rocks. Please let me know if I'm forgetting those. I'm trying to keep a running list to get this all sorted out.
He's the Ernest Hemingway of the breasts.
He is the Ernest Hemingway of the breasts. And then lastly, on a serious note, thoughts and prayers if Corey wants to accept the prayers for the passing of a couple of his very, very close family members here over the last couple of weeks. I know that has to be, you know, Chuck, me and you kind of speculated on, you know, it was very odd that he was gone for such a period of time, especially when, you know, seemingly nothing else is going on in the world. But it turned out that he had very good reason to be gone. Really tough. You know, thoughts are with him and his family for sure.
Yeah, it definitely sucks. Yeah, definitely. Well said.
All right, that's it.
All right, well, we are going to do our answer to the trivia question that we posed a couple of weeks ago. Dave, you want to refresh the listeners on the question and what the correct answer is?
Well, sure. Our question was, who does Tommy Olsen consider to be the most attractive man on the face of the earth? Chuck, do you know what the answer is?
I'm assuming it's Ryan Reynolds, because that's
it is indeed Ryan Reynolds.
All right, and we had everybody that answered it got it correct. So the random draw winner is Steve J. So way to go, Steve.
Way to go, Steve.
You're the winner. So the prize is a free drink when you can find us, hopefully sometime soon in Las Vegas. So, Dave, we're going to be doing something big. We're going to take next week off. It's Memorial Day weekend. Got to do some prep for some things. But we're going to come back strong in 2 weeks with what I feel is going to be the greatest bracket in the history of the Bets and Quotes podcast.
It's definitely one of one. You know, very, you know, we're the historians, self-proclaimed historians of the show. So, I think this is going to be a very big one.
I think so too. And not only are the Rubes going to get involved, the Rubes are going to win prizes as part of
what?
So stay tuned for that. There is some prizes you're definitely going to want to win. And stay tuned for that. We'll reveal all the details in 2 weeks on our next show. Until then, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening. You guys have a great Memorial Day.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.